Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Maurer is here. I'm glad he's here, too. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, about 9 years that he's been joining us and talking to us about some of the things that he has learned, and he's been imparting his wisdom to us over all that time. And he's here today to talk to us about something that's really important, because it's something that you and I don't see very easily, and that's ourselves. And he's the author of the revised edition of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and he's our good friend Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back as always, Rick. You know, that great possum philosopher Pogo once said, "We have seen the enemy, and he is us."
Yes, indeed.
And that's something that I think every business owner, every manager should print out, should type it out and print out. Be sure to give attribution to Pogo now when you do it, but put it in quotes and put Pogo afterwards. But they should type that out, put it in big print and print it out, and then hang it up on their wall. And to remind themselves that a lot of the problems that we have in life, a lot of the problems we have in business, a lot of the frustrations that we have, that we tend to look around and try to find who's creating this frustration for us, would be a lot better served if we, instead of looking around at other people, we just looked in the mirror. What do you think?
Well, that's probably the best place to start. And then you have a different perspective for looking at the other people who are players in this.
But, Rick, I mean, it hurts so much.
I know it does.
It just hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people don't need it, and I think you're probably exempt.
Well, so I'm glad to know that you recognize that.
Yeah, you can proficiency out of that one. but one of the real problems is often it's very, very difficult for people to tell their boss, like the small business owner, the truth about what's going on. And this mm-hmm. isn't because the bosses are bad people.
Right.
But there's something built into how we work and kind of just our DNA of being in the workplace that we don't want to tell the bosses the truth. And so often that there can be problems and the boss doesn't know it. And that is a real problem. And
right.
one thing, so I coach my clients on, so how do you create the kind of conditions so that people actually will come in?
Well, let me tell you something, Rick. I know situations where the bosses have been told, and the people who told them, you know, there's a reason why they don't like to tell the boss
yep.
something, because there's a price to be paid. You know, I know situations where exit interviews have occurred, and the boss has been told the people can't be heard anymore, and they tell the boss, and it doesn't change anything. And the people right. around them, the people who are left behind, you know, those who are left behind are saying, "Whoa, if an exit interview
right.
doesn't get it, I don't know what to do about that."
Well, I mean, and that's right. And frankly, those bosses don't want to hear feedback. They want to live in their own little world of who they think they are and how good they are. And they, that message they sent by, you know, canning somebody or really humiliating somebody in a meeting when the person actually spoke truth to power,
mm-hmm.
that message will last for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the original players could be long gone by now, and people remember that. And so if you're one of those bosses, you know, you can't just say, "Hey, no, give me feedback now." I mean, you've got to start demonstrating. And, you know, and you can do it in really little ways. Like if somebody says even the least little thing, you don't have to agree with them, but say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, you know, and you have to start small, because people are going to be skeptical and probably skeptical for a long time because they're afraid they'll be next.
Mm-hmm. Well, and folks, so here's the thing. as we wrap up this segment, as you're running your business, as you're managing your shop, if you're feeling frustration, if you're feeling some pain, if you're not accomplishing what you think you should be accomplishing, and before you know it, you're feeling that same pain with different people. Now, in other words, somebody's left and you brought somebody new in and you're still feeling that same pain. Well, maybe you should start getting the idea that it may not be them. It might be you. And when we come back after these messages, Rick and I've got a little tip that I'm going to offer, and Rick will have several too, on how you can get yourself out of that problem, how you can talk yourself out of being that way, and really doing, as Rick said, you know, being the kind of person that people want to come to and bring you their problems without worrying about it, and productively too. Rick Maurer and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.